Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Finally, the media is being challenged. The mainstream media is not used to being challenged, certainly not by a president-elect or a president of the United States, but I think their power is beginning to slip away, and people are beginning to see the real truth behind the fake news of the mainstream media. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, the press conference that President-elect Donald Trump recently had, where CNN had this back and forth with him, very disrespectful, frankly. The president-elect, Donald Trump, called CNN fake news. I mean, that is bold. I think it is about time that CNN and some of these other mainstream media sources, including NBC, that has an association with the liberal online program or the entity called BuzzFeed, it's about time that these sources are being challenged. And for the first time, I think the American people are beginning to realize you cannot believe everything you read or hear in this so-called mainstream media.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, it's very clear now that sources within the Obama CIA and FBI leaked a memo where they put together unfounded information that actually turned out to be a complete hoax. And that's why CNN and others have such egg on their face now, alleging that some personal damaging information for Donald Trump, alleging that they had some financial information for him, and that this was all information that they could use essentially to blackmail him, some of it sexual in nature. Well, it all turns out to be a hoax. Well, CNN, it was just too juicy, too good to be true, coming up before his inauguration, so they ran with it. And then BuzzFeed, which is connected to NBC News, releases this full fraudulent memo, chock full of just a ton of ugly, unfounded allegations. And the media, of course, goes nuts, and the leftist blogosphere goes nuts. So Donald Trump holds a press conference, a president-elect. And while there, Jim Acosta with CNN News, first of all, President-elect Trump starts talking about how disgraceful it was of CNN to fan these flames, to run with this, and then obviously BuzzFeed / NBC to publish this full slanderous document. And so Jim Acosta started attacking Donald Trump, yelling at him, demanding that he answer his question. And Donald Trump kept saying, no, I'm not going to pick you. No, your institution is disgraceful. And then finally he said, you are fake news, referring to CNN. And it is so refreshing to see this, somebody who does not fit within the establishment. They're used to being able to come in and bully Republicans, bully conservatives, but the media, which is part of the leftist establishment. And when somebody like Donald Trump stands up and slaps them back, they don't know what to do. They're just in complete meltdown. And frankly, it's kind of gratifying to watch.
You were like watching a boxing match there, weren't you, Matt?
And CNN lost that boxing match.
I know.
It was like a political sport. It was so fun to watch.
You know, there's a question in journalism that we always ask is, does the media affect culture, or does culture affect media? And unfortunately, you see now journalists no longer really report the news, but they have become a political interest group. And we see that blaringly. You know, we saw that this past election, you know, with them just denouncing President-elect Trump and saying there's no way he could win. And then you think they'd have pie on their face and learn by now, you know, but it seems like they keep going on.
Yeah, they keep going on. And, you know, Donald Trump said something about how to fix the media. You need journalists who have ethics.
Exactly. And where have they gone?
Thank you for, you know, that kind of a statement, because one of the things that we've seen at Liberty Counsel since the 1980s is a lack of ethics among journalists. It used to be different back in the early 80s, mid 80s. And even later. But then you started to see the internet come online, people wanted to get their news sources out, and a declining ethics. You combine that instant information online with the lack of ethics, and they create these stories.
Right.
And so what you see is this fake news coming up from these mainstream media. We've seen it for years. We've seen the distortion that the media has done for years. You know, when I talk now, just a few days ago, I was talking to some college students about the Kim Davis case and the details on it, and they didn't have any idea. You talked to a media class, Holly,
right,
along with one of our attorneys in November of last year, and they had no idea about the real facts because all they got was what was coming out of the mainstream media. And when they hear the real facts, oh, it's a completely different perception of reality. The other thing, in addition to Donald Trump taking on this news industry that tries to change and direct culture, is the shocking problem that we see in the Obama administration, where if you have something like this and he gets an intelligence briefing, as he did, and you cannot have confidentiality at the national security highest levels of our government, then we've got a problem. And so somebody in the Obama administration that was part of that meeting, or somebody in the intelligence agency, or both, leaked that information to the point where the entire memo was leaked to a liberal blogger sphere, online BuzzFeed organization. That's what we've had under Obama, using these government agencies and weaponizing them,
right,
against people who have conservative values.
We've even seen it, you know, in one of our cases with Chief Justice Roy Moore, and the JIC leaked that information to the media, and that was already out before it should have been. So we see it firsthand as well.
Yeah, that's become the new norm under the Obama administration. The weaponization, I like the way you put it, Matt, of these major agencies. You'll recall the Obama administration using the IRS to shut down, to punish, to go after Tea Party organizations and conservative organizations. The facts are in. It's irrefutable. They did this. And it may have helped him get over the hump and win the election in 2012, because these organizations were not able to engage in their First Amendment rights because the IRS was coming after them effectively. But Matt, we shouldn't be surprised that the media and that these social change agents on the left, these political appointees and career politicians of a liberal mindset that Obama has put in place, are using or abusing their positions to try to influence social change. That's their social change agents. That's what they do. They go through these leftist journalism schools. They come out and they're told, time to go change the world. So rather than being objective arbiters and reporters of the facts, they come in and abuse their position to put out fake news. And isn't it ironic that the left started this meme, this so-called fake news meme, with the intent of attacking conservative new media, talk radio and online, you know, Breitbart and other conservative media outlets, barbed wire being one of them. And it has backfired on them magnificently, to the point now when people think about fake news, they're thinking about CNN.
You know, guys, I think, you know, the motto for the election was drain the swamp. I think we should start a new campaign, drain the media. What do you think?
Well, they've got a swamp. Yeah, we need to not only drain the swamp in Washington, D.C., but also in the media. You know, you mentioned Right Wing Watch. I was, again, talking to people who were with us on a Covenant Journey trip, and these are very bright college students. They know how to read more than just a title, and so when they read Right Wing Watch, they can see this is just a bunch of fake news, because
right,
you look at the title, you read the body, it's completely different. It's 180 degrees different. You know, Right Wing Watch will say that I supported the death penalty for homosexuals. I've never done that.
No.
Certainly. But Right Wing Watch.
And then
when
you read the facts and you read what you actually said, no person in their right mind could draw the conclusion that you said what they intimated or what they directly accused you of in the title. That's
exactly.
Right Wing Watch.
That's Right Wing Watch.
Yeah.
That's sometimes CNN. That's sometimes
Media
NBC
Matters.
And Media
yeah.
Matters and BuzzFeed. So, you know, what I like seeing right now is I like to see the president-elect, soon to be president, and he is standing up and he is taking on this establishment, and he is pushing back against this liberal agenda, the liberal media, and they're going ballistic because they see that they are losing control.
Right.
Whether it's the Democratic leftists, whether it's the Hollywood leftists like Meryl Streep, or whether it's the media elitists, they all see that they've lost, they're losing control, and they're going crazy trying to figure out, is there any way that they can destroy this man, this administration? And it's not working right now. Obviously, we're early into this transition from Obama to Trump. 2017 is a new year. This year, we'll see the transition of power in Washington, D.C. But also, I believe on the state level, there's great opportunities. But we have to pray and we have to be vigilant. Join Liberty Council as we're on the front lines working together to advance our family, faith, and freedom. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails at the bottom of the website, lc.org. Liberty Council has Christians in Defense of Israel, an education and advocacy organization. You can go to cidisrael.org. We have Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college-age students who are leaders to Israel for a life-changing experience. That's covenantjourney.org. And support Liberty Council online with your contributions at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.